This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The healthcare landscape Texas style this morning. One of every three Texans has no medical insurance, the highest rate of uninsured in the country. People in that state have high rates of diabetes and heart disease. Less expensive drugs to treat these conditions are available in Mexico, but the threat of violence in Mexico has triggered a new trend, the smuggling of medicine in bulk. Here's the story from Fronteras desk reporter Lauren Matalon.
Pharmacist Jorge Sandoval opens for business in Chihuahua, Mexico, an hour south of the Texas border. He says people who buy his medicines these days often buy for others.
Es que finalmente es un tráfico y lo que genera mucho es la necesidad de conseguirlo más barato.
Medicines are being bought in quantity here because Americans want cheaper drugs, he says.
Llevan hieleras para venderle a los amigos, a los parientes.
He says people bring in ice chests to fill with medicines that they sell to friends and relatives. For years, Americans have crossed the border for medicines like the blood thinner Coumadin, $60 a month here, $15 there. What's new is a cottage industry of smugglers buying prescription drugs to bring back to the U.S. ER physicians like Juan Nieto say patients are unapologetic about how they get medicine from Mexico.
Some of them say that they have people bring them over for them. Others say that they just buy them here. Medications have made the scene in flea markets.
Branwyn Maxwell Watts avoids flea markets. She buys medicine on her own in Mexico for friends and herself.
Mainly diabetes, a ton of high blood pressure medicine. For me, it's migraine medicine. It's something that I was providing that they needed. I didn't think about the consequences. I still don't, because I still do it.
Back in Mexico, pharmacist Sandoval wonders if there are bigger players in this growing trade. It must be, he says. It's not a small box of pills, he says. It's being done in kilograms, the same way it's done with illegal drugs.
En kilos, o sea, igual.
In August, police seized 25,000 bottles of medicine at a border flea market near McAllen, Texas, an example of why the federal government is tracking the trade of prescription drugs. On the Texas border, I'm Lorne Matalon for Marketplace.